closer to approval. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden signs off on paperwork that would admit two more countries to the NATO alliance.
Sweden and Finland will strengthen the NATO alliance, President Biden says.
Putin thought he could break us apart when this all started. He believed he could break us apart, in my view, weaken our resolve. Instead, he's getting exactly what he did not want.
Sweden and Finland began the NATO membership process in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February. President Biden, at a ceremony in the East Room, signed the instruments of ratification, becoming the 23rd of 30 NATO countries to approve the expansion. The Senate signed off on the ratification last week with a 95-1 vote. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Primary elections in a handful of states today. In Washington, Republican Doug Bassler advances to the November general election in the 9th Congressional District. Former President Trump fighting back on social media after the FBI searched his Florida home, taking away more than a dozen boxes of documents.
For a second day, some of those supporters have shown up once again at this causeway overlooking Mar-a-Lago. And for a second day, Mr. Trump has taken to a social media platform to criticize the FBI search of his property. Mr. Trump says, "It is all, in my opinion, a coordinated attack with radical left Democrat state and local DAs and AGs." In another post, he writes, "Biden knew all about this, just like he knew all about Hunter's deal."
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Palm Beach. The White House says that President Biden knew nothing about the search beforehand. In a statement, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wrote, "The country deserves a thorough and immediate explanation of what led to the events of Monday." Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice should already have provided answers to the American people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A jury has been seated in the retrial of two men accused in a kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
12 jurors and 6 alternates are in place for the second trial of Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox, both of whom prosecutors say tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer because they opposed her state restrictions during the pandemic. Federal Judge Robert Jonker says politics will not govern the outcome of this trial. Prosecutors are armed with taped recordings about the plot. The defense plans to damage the credibility of agents who they will argue entrapped their clients. A jury in April could not agree on a verdict against Croft and Fox. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams says that now she's ready to step away from tennis so she can focus on having another child and on her business interests. The announcement made in an essay for Vogue magazine and in an Instagram post. In the essay, Williams made it sound as if she will compete at the U.S. Open, which begins at the end of the month. One of the legendary songwriters responsible for the Motown sound has died.
I need love, love.
Lamont Dozier, songwriter and producer who helped shape the sound of Motown, has died. He was 81 years old. Dozier is the middle name of the celebrated team of Holland, Dozier, Holland. The trio wrote and produced 60s staples, You Can't Hurry Love, Heatwave, and dozens of other hits to help cement the Motown sound. Duke Fakir, the last surviving member of the Four Tops, called Dozier a beautiful, talented guy with an uncanny sense of what material worked best for a given group. The team wrote Baby, I Need Your Lovin' and Reach Out, I'll Be There for the Four Tops. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 50 at the NASDAQ, minus 150. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.